whose faith when he saw, he said, Man, thy sins are forgiven thee. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, when I was maybe 9 or 10 years old, I saw from TV an episode of an old scary TV series named Alfred Hitchcock Presents. This episode was called Breakdown, and it stars a cold-hearted businessman who treats everybody horribly and who believes that if anyone shows any emotion, it is a sign of weakness. In the episode, this businessman gets into a bad car accident, and to his horror, he finds himself completely paralyzed. Everyone who sees him thinks he is dead. In the hospital, he notices that he can move his little finger and desperately tries to make others to notice it, but in vain. His body is taken to the morgue, where a coroner examines him and rules him dead. In desperation and hopelessness, this former cold and heartless businessman begins to cry, and someone notices his tears, and he is saved. Likewise, in today's Pentecost Ember Friday Mass, we read about a man who is also completely paralyzed. Jesus is teaching in a private home, and many people have come to hear him to speak about God. Then we read how 4 men bring a paralyzed man on a bed to the house. This man was, like the businessman in Breakdown, completely paralyzed. He could use none of his limbs, but he had to be carried about. They could not get him near to Jesus because the listeners were packed together as tightly as they could be, so it was impossible to pass through the crowd. So they went up on the roof of the house and removed a part of the roof and lowered the paralyzed man in his bed down to Jesus. The Gospel says that Jesus saw their faith, namely those of the paralyzed man's and his friends, meaning that he admired the great amount of trouble they were ready to go through to get the man to Jesus. This proved both their faith and their desire for help. And then he looked at the helpless, paralyzed man. As he lay before him and raised his eyes to him, he trembled before the Son of God. The paralytic was contrite and repentant of his past life, and he had to cast down his eyes. He was thinking of all his past sins by which he had offended God. And Jesus saw his contrition and, tenderly addressing him, said, Thy sins are forgiven thee. Children, one of the meanings of the English word breakdown is a physical, mental, or nervous collapse, or a failure to function. This poor paralytic was a complete wreck, broken down, both bodily and with his soul. His body was totally incapable of function, and what was worse, he was aware of his sins, which made his soul a broken thing. God had created him to be his servant, but he had forgotten his duties to his Maker, and therefore, in shame, he cast down his eyes. Like the businessman in that TV episode, he was afraid of death, that he would be left to face the judgment and death unprepared. And even though the Gospel does not say it directly, he probably shed tears, or at least the tears of contrition. At the end of your missal, you can find many prayers which the priest can sometimes choose by his own choice when he says Mass. And one of these additional prayers is for the gift of tears. And in the secret, the priest prays God to draw from our eyes a flood of tears with which to quench the burning flames which we deserve. As a child, when I saw that TV episode, it was very scary and terrifying because of the thought that if anyone does not notice that this paralyzed businessman moves his little finger, he will be buried alive. But it was not his work of his action, that is his moving of little finger, which finally saved him from this horrible fate, but it was his tears. Saint Bernard of Clairvaux once said, "The tears of penitents are the wine of angels." It is when we are sorry for our sins, when we get blessing and pardon from God. So children, we absolutely need to have contrition and be sorry for our sins, because otherwise our faith would be much worse than just be buried alive. We would suffer the punishment which would never end. This was why this paralyzed man in the Gospel and his good friends were ready to do everything in their power to get this man to Jesus, so that his sins might be forgiven. And this is why we train and ordain priests, so that they can go everywhere where Jesus' followers today live, and hear their confessions, and that they could hear the same words as this man did, "Thy sins are forgiven thee." The sacrament of penance remits and delivers a person who is in mortal sin from a fate worse than buried alive. And in today's Gospel, not only did Jesus cure this poor man's soul, he also cured his body. He said to him, "Arise, take up thy bed, and go into thy house." And the man, immediately rising up before everybody, took up the bed he had been lying, and returned home, glorifying God. And all the listeners of Jesus were also astonished, and praised God as well, and said, "That we have seen marvelous things today." Children, the paralyzed man was truly in a state of failure to function. He was in a complete breakdown, both with his body and with his soul. But Jesus saw his tears, saw his contrition, and saved him from a fate worse than death. And our Lord also worked a miracle by making the man whole and healthy. He fixed what was broken. Jesus wants to teach us that he wants to heal you, children, both by protecting you from harm and to save your soul. Soul is worth more than the body, and the health of the body can only profit you if your soul is healthy as well. That's why you are baptized. That's why you receive Holy Communion. And that's why you go to confession. Like paralyzed man's friends, your priests, your parents, and your teachers are ready to make everything they can to bring you to Jesus, even breaking the roof down if that's what it takes. Stay faithful to your baptism, by which you have become followers of Jesus, and you children can be confident that you will never have a breakdown, you will never go broken, but like the paralyzed man, you are made whole and healthy in heaven. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.